Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Dr. Leah Hollis is back on the show, folks. She's a good friend of ours, a member of our Brain Trust. She is a diversity expert. She was a Martin Luther King Jr. Fellow at Boston University, where she got her PhD. She's the author of Unequal Opportunity, and she's our good friend. Leah Hollis, welcome to the show. Welcome back.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing good. Good to have you back, Leah. By the way, did you know that this is the day? Do you know what happened on this day in 1983?
I don't.
Well, you know, but you forgot. This is the day that President Ronald Reagan signed a bill establishing a federal holiday on the third Monday of January, Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
You got me on that one.
I know. Well, you know, that's one of those little facts that, you know, I know you know all about that, but I this is you know, my crack research team pulled that together for me, and I didn't know it either till I saw the, you know, the my material for the show, and this is the day that he signed that into law. So that's, and of course there's the, you know, there's the connection to you and your education background. Leah, there is, I've been in the marketplace a long time, and I remember seeing bullying in the workplace and being bullied in the workplace. In those days, though, Leah, before I had gray hair, it was just sort of part of the job. You just sort of put up with it. But that's not really the right thing to do, is it?
In these days, people just aren't putting up with it. I mean, we're working longer hours. We're working harder anyway to keep up with the expense of gas or fuel or food or what have you. And you spend more waking hours with your employees and your staff than you do with your own spouse and your kids. And people are, what is that film from the 70s? I'm just not going to take it anymore. And that's what's happening. People are standing up and saying, we must have a civil workplace. And there are a number of studies showing. I'm sorry.
Well, explain to the audience what bullying looks like. What it is these days. What would be some examples of bullying in the workplace these days?
Bullying looks very much like harassment. It's continuous. It is trying to put the target in an inferior position. A bully will do anything from yelling and screaming and just that outward, overt, violent behavior. To they steal your work or discredit you or minimize your contributions to the environment. They are out to drive your self-esteem into the ground. And it's costing American corporations $64 million a year.
Including passive aggressiveness, right? I mean, that's how I was bullied by, you know, that's one of the ways. And you know, and Leah, I don't, and ladies, don't take this the wrong way, but I've seen women do that. I've seen women bully men by being passive aggressive.
Yes.
Women, so it's not just a guy thing. It's not just a,
correct.
You know, getting up and standing up tall and physically intimidating people. That's not what, it's not just that, is it?
Correct. It is. I took your work. It is, I didn't invite you to the meeting where we decided who was going to get the Saturday shift. It's passive-aggressive stuff as well, yes.
Right.
Absolutely.
So, of course, you know, Leah, I've said for a long time that the problem with humanity is the humans. and so these are human traits. These are human characteristics. How are we ever going to get this kind of, how are we ever going to get envy and deceitfulness? How are we going to get that out of the workplace? These are human things.
Well, it's interesting because what you're talking about is social engineering. The companies or organizations that are more successful in curtailing bullying have anti-bullying policies, much like you have to have and you should have anti-harassment and anti-retaliation policies. You put it right in your HR manual, you train your staff, and you work with your managers and your supervisors to not bully their staff. Because on the other end, it really disengages your employees. If you feel, you, an employee, feels like you're always defending yourself at work, you're not focusing on the next project, you're not creating new solutions, you're cruising Facebook and the job board trying to get out of there. So companies can help by putting an explicit policy in place and train their staff that this will be a civil workplace where we work respectfully, not through coercion and abuse and aggression, but through respect and creativity. And those are the organizations that are more successful. Otherwise, you have high turnover, and for every person who leaves, you're losing 35, 45% of their salary to repost, retrain, recruit them. It is very expensive to harbor a bully.
And what was that number you said it costs companies? How much a year?
$64
million. $64
million? $64 million, yes. Because every
How does that number determined?
That number is determined by looking at the turnover cost. So if you take about 35% of the salary of every person who left. So let's suppose you have 100 employees, and you have 20% of them leave, which is about how many leave when there's a bully on staff. Well, take 20% of that population times the 35% of their salary. Suppose they're all making $50,000, well into six figures right there, and that's just one small group.
Right.
So that's how it gets determined. And then also the disengagement, they're saying for every bullying incident, an employee spends easily 30 hours either getting over the incident or calculating how to avoid the next one. And that's 30 hours they're not spending engaged in your work.
Yeah, there's no question that a bullying environment or bullying episode or situation, even between just two people, there's no question that impacts engagement and productivity. And Leah, I've seen it, and I've seen it recently, where one person bullied an entire company, a division of a company. One person.
Yeah. The bully tends to
be created a lot of disengagement.
Yeah.
Hold on to that thought. When we come back, Dr. Leah Hollis and I are going to talk about this some more, folks. And one of the things I'm going to ask Leah is, how does a manager differentiate between, you know, tough love, making sure that the people are not being big babies, but also not bullying? There may be a line there we've got to manage. So we'll do that after these messages. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.